Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. I'm glad to be with you on the radio broadcast again today. We're going to begin to share with you on the subject of the fruit of joy in your life. You know, I see most Christians, unfortunately, do not have the joy of the Lord. God has a joy unspeakable and full of glory that's available for us. And we must realize that the fruit of joy, which is one of the 9 fruits of the Spirit, is to be developed in your life. Galatians chapter 5, verse 22, the Bible says, "The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faithfulness, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law." This is the fruit of our recreated, born-again, brand-new spirit. This is what we are to bring forth as we walk in the Spirit according to the Word of God. Not only are we supposed to have love, which we've just been done talking about in many, many broadcasts, but we're also to have the fruit of joy. Every one of these fruit of the Spirit are actually spiritual forces that are to be developed in us so that we flow in them, operate in them, and allow them to work mightily in our life. Joy is a spiritual force. In Isaiah chapter 61, verse 3, the Bible says that He gives unto us the oil of joy for mourning. When you get the joy of the Lord, your days of mourning will be over. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 8 and 9, He talks about how Jesus, when He was enthroned and called, "Thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of Thy kingdom." This is when He was inaugurated as King of Kings and Lord of Lords by the Father. It says He loved righteousness, He hated iniquity. "Therefore God, even Thy God, hath anointed Thee with the oil of gladness above Thy fellows." He has an anointing of oil of gladness. God wants you to have this as well in your life. John chapter 15, verse 11, Jesus said, "These things have I spoken unto you, that My joy might remain in you." Whose joy are you supposed to have? You're supposed to have the joy of the Lord. He said that My joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. We're to have His joy remaining, abiding in us, and our joy is to be full. And we'll be talking about that as we go through this series on developing the fruit of joy in your life. In John chapter 16, verse 22, He says, "Now therefore have sorrow, but I will see you again, and your heart shall rejoice, and your joy no man taketh from you." This is after Jesus was raised from the dead, He's talking about. And He said, after that, what's going to happen? "I'm going to see you again. Your heart's going to rejoice, and your joy no man taketh from you." I'll tell you, you know what? Nobody can take your joy away from you unless you let it be taken away. God wants this fruit of joy to be developed in you, to abide in you, to remain in you. It is to abound in you. And nobody can take it away unless you let it be taken away. And who's the one who does that? It's the devil. The devil works through circumstances and situations to come to steal the fruit of joy from your life. God does not want us to give place to him, but he wants us to resist him. Joy, you need to understand, is a spiritual force. It is not a feeling. Now, because you have joy, you can have feelings, but it has nothing to do with something that is just simply a feeling. Joy is a spiritual force, an inner joy that comes from within. There is a difference between joy and happiness. Joy is a spiritual force from within that is can be operated in your life regardless of circumstances. Happiness is basically based on your circumstances and the way things are going in your life. You can have great joy in the midst of circumstances that are not pleasing to you. God wants us to have the joy of the Lord. Remember Paul and Silas? They were in the jail. The circumstances certainly were not pleasing to them. They certainly were not happy about the circumstances they were in, but they had the joy of the Lord. In fact, he learned to rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice, and maintain that spiritual force of joy in every situation. It is imperative that you learn to rejoice in the midst of trials, Otherwise, the trials will wear you down and pull you down so the enemy can have place in your life. Now, this Greek word for joy is a word which means to rejoice. It's to have gladness. It's to be cheerful. This is an inner joy that is supposed to operate in your life. In Proverbs chapter 29, verse 6, the Bible says that in the transgression of an evil man there's a snare, but the righteous doth sing and rejoice. Who rejoices? The righteous. And see, this is what happens when we're born again. We receive Jesus Christ as our personal Lord and Savior. We're born again, and we are made the righteousness of God in Him. That means you're in right standing. Because you're right with Him, you have His Spirit. And when you have His Spirit that is righteous before Him, then that fruit of joy is there as a seed. And it says the righteous are going to sing, and they're going to rejoice. God wants you to be rejoicing. You are to be rejoicing in every situation. In Psalms chapter 32, verse 11, the Bible says, "Be glad in the Lord and rejoice, you righteous." It's a choice that you make, not based on feeling. It's not based on circumstance. It's not based on your mood. You make the choice to rejoice. If you will learn to rejoice, then that fruit of joy will come forth out of you, and that joy will flood your soul, praise God, instead of you being overwhelmed by the circumstances, by what you feel, by being responding to the way the situations are going in your life. You let the joy leave you time and time again if you're moved by what you feel and by what things look like and seem like and by the circumstances around you. And that is allowing the devil to stop the development of the spiritual fruit of joy in your life. Very important that you learn to rejoice. Rejoice, you righteous, and shout for joy, all you that are upright in heart. In Psalms 47, verse 1, the Bible says this, "Oh, clap your hands, all you people. Shout unto God with a voice of triumph." We're going to shout unto God with a voice of triumph, praising Him. And in verse 2 he says, "For the Lord Most High is terrible. He's the great King over all the earth. He shall subdue the people under us and the nations under our feet." I'll tell you, you can rejoice and shout unto God with a voice of triumph and victory. Why? Because the Lord is your victory. And He's going to cause your enemies to be put under your feet. Now, the people in the Old Testament are a type of the spiritual enemies that we're dealing with in the New Testament. And that is the devil. We're going to shout with a voice of rejoicing. Praise God. That's that voice of triumph coming out of you. In Psalm 63, in verse 5, the Bible says, "My soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise Thee with joyful lips." You know, I see some Christians kind of sing praise, or that they're going through the motions when they sing the praise songs, and they're praising Him, but they're not doing it with their heart. They're not really doing it with joyful lips. You should be praising and worshiping God with greatly rejoicing with joyful lips. "My praise shall be with joyful lips," praise God. I'm rejoicing as I sing unto the Lord and worship Him. Psalm 71, verse 23 says, "My lips shall greatly rejoice when I sing unto Thee." Otherwise, you sing to God and you are greatly rejoicing. "My soul, which Thou hast redeemed." I'll tell you, from your soul, God wants you to be really putting your all into rejoicing and praising and worshiping Him. It is so important. Psalms 89, verse 15, the Bible says, "Blessed is the people that know the joyful sound. They shall walk, O Lord, in the light of Thy countenance." You see, when you walk according to God's spiritual laws, and you're releasing the spiritual forces of God, including the spiritual force of joy, then you're going to see you're going to be abiding in the presence of God. You're not going to abide in the presence of God if you don't walk in the spiritual forces of God, including the force of joy. If you let yourself be down and depressed and overwhelmed and moved by your circumstances and moody, and you're letting the devil have place in your life, you're not going to be abiding in the light of His countenance. "Blessed is the people that know the joyful sound. They shall walk, O Lord, in the light of Thy countenance." You're going to walk in the light because you're going to be abiding in the light. You're going to be in the presence of God. And His light of His countenance is going to be shining unto you, and you're going to be blessed. Notice that it said, "Blessed is the people that know the joyful sound." God's blessings will come upon those that learn to rejoice in the Lord. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 16 says, "Rejoice evermore." The understood subject of that is you. You are to rejoice evermore. That is not some suggestion. That is a command. You are to rejoice evermore. God has commanded you to rejoice evermore. And that just doesn't mean in the midst of circumstances when they're going right. Rejoice evermore means always. God wants you to rejoice when things aren't exactly going right in the circumstances. He wants you to rejoice from the time you get up to the time you go to bed at night, regardless of what people are doing. Learn to rejoice instead of reacting in the flesh. God wants the fruit of the Spirit coming forth out of your life, praise God. The Bible says in Philippians chapter 4, verse 4, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. How often do you rejoice? You rejoice always, in every situation. And again, I say rejoice. He's emphasizing the importance of it. Remember, this is the letter to the church at Philippi. And remember Paul and Silas, they were in the jail there. They'd experienced the persecution for the gospel's sake. They'd experienced tough times when they were put in the jail. I'll tell you, you haven't gone through tough times like that, most of you out there. If you have, you can still be doing the Word of God. God says, rejoice in the Lord always. Most of us, we just deal with stresses and situations that come just from being in the world or being around people. Well, you ought to learn to rejoice and not let yourself be pulled down when people do things. God wants you to rejoice in the Lord always. This is a spiritual force of joy, the oil of joy, the oil of gladness that's supposed to be operating in you. It is the joy of the Lord. And no man will take it from you unless you give place to the devil and allow him to take it out of you. Now remember, you as the righteousness of God are to rejoice. Blessed are the people that know the joyful sound. It is a command, and it is something that you are to discipline yourself to do and learn to rejoice always. I encourage you to begin today to make the decision that I will rejoice in the Lord always. I will begin to rejoice in the Lord and praise Him with joyful lips regardless of what the circumstance is. And I'm going to release this spiritual force of joy to cause that inner joy to spring forth and see me abide in the presence of God and see His blessings come upon me. We'll see you in the next broadcast. God bless you.